Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This is a press release from the media office of Hizb ut-Tahrir, Wilaya, Sudan, dated Monday, the 2nd of Shaban, 1440 after Hijri, 8th of April, 2019, Common Era. Press release. To the sit-in protesters in front of the Army General Command, seek victory for Khilafah, because it is your dignity in this world and in the hereafter. For the third consecutive day, protesting youths continue their sit-in in front of the General Command building of the Sudanese Armed Forces, demanding the departure of the regime and the government, which was surprised by these huge crowds, and whose media was underestimating the numbers of the revolutionaries. Even the government spokesperson, the Minister of Information, stated that the number of demonstrators in front of the General Command does not exceed 4,000 people, and it is a matter of 2 hours and they will pull out. At that time, the satellite channels were broadcasting huge masses, hundreds of thousands of people, heading towards the General Command, despite the closure of the bridges leading to the capital and the roads leading to the General Command building. Today, the Sudanese Parliament holds a meeting during which the Ministers of Interior and Defence are invited to submit reports on the security situation. On Sunday evening, the Security and Defence Council, headed by al-Bashir, met and stressed that the protesters represent a segment of the society and should be listened to its vision and demands, noting the government's keenness to continue the dialogue with all groups in order to achieve national agreement. This is a reversion in the government's hardline attitude towards protesters and rebels. We in Hizb ut-Tahrir, Wilaya of Sudan, value this movement, and we affirm that this Ummah, no matter how long the darkness of injustice lasts, there must be a sincere dawn to save it from what it is in. And we remind the revolutionaries that they are now in front of the people of power and fortitude. So do not repeat the mistakes of the past. In October 1964 and April 1985, when the people of power in the Sudanese army sided with the demands of the masses, but the power was once again handed back to those who did not deserve it, to the mercenaries of politics who were willing to be agents of the colonial Kafir West, who ruled the people with other than what Allah has revealed, wronged and corrupted the lives of the people. The protesters are required to seek the victory from the army in order to establish the state of the truth, the state of justice, in which no one is wronged, because its rulings are the rulings of the Lord of the worlds, and because the ruler is the servant of the Ummah and the executor of the righteous law of Allah. Seek the victory for the establishment of the second Khilafah Rashida, righteous caliphate, on the method of the prophethood, the obligation of our Lord, and the glad tidings of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the source of our glory, in which is your honourable living in this world and your dignity in this world and the hereafter. Ibrahim Othman, Abu Halil, official spokesman of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Sudan.